I'm not going to negotiate with the media.
But Alderman and mayoral ally Mike Rodriguez did say he's been talking to his colleagues and the mayor about many parts of the Johnson administration spending plan for next year, including that $21 per worker per month tax on companies with more than 100 employees in the city.
If you're going to ask working people to pay more in some spaces, you better go and ask those with the most wealth as well.
The Tribune quotes sources as saying the mayor's office is proposing a change that would make companies with 200 or fewer employees exempt. It's not clear what that would mean for the $100 million community safety fund that the mayor wants to fund with that tax. Several aldermen we reached out to say they've not been in those discussions. Some say they still need to get specifics before they're ready to get on board. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9, WBBM.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.